the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Haven't we, about what happened on Easter Sunday? And we've had a little think as well about what that means for us and our relationship with God as we shared in communion together. Now, though, we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about what this means for us and the way that we live our lives. And to do that, I wondered whether you'd be able to help me. So, I would like to know how many people in this room watch football. Put your hands up if you watch football in this room. Okay? All right. How many people in this room play football? Put your hands up if you play football in this room. Like, not doesn't have to be professionally, could just be on like a Sunday or a Saturday or a Wednesday or whatever. Okay, right, let's try this one. How many people in this room watch Strictly? Yeah, okay. How many people in this room ballroom dance? Be honest. How many people in this room watch the Olympics when it's on? Whether that, you might have gone to London 2012, yeah, okay. How many people in this room are actual Olympians? Okay, all right, okay, last one. How many people in this room watch Gladiators? Oh, there were some very enthusiastic hands up there. How many people in this room are actual gladiators? There is something different, right, isn't there, between those two things. There is something different about watching something and doing something, yeah? There's something different between Gemma Kane watching England at Wembley and Harry Kane playing for England at Wembley. There's something different there. There's a difference between spectating, watching something happen, and participating, kind of being part of the action, helping to make something happen. See, spectating often requires not too much effort. You might have to turn up somewhere on time or put the telly on at the right time. And you might give a bit of emotional energy or maybe more so, depending what it is. But in reality, you don't really give much towards what is happening, do you, when you're spectating? You're not really contributing that much to what is happening on the pitch or in the stadium or in the arena. You're not part of the action. You're not contributing to the outcome, really. Even if you're there in the crowd, right? You may be closer to what is going on. You may even be cheering and clapping and singing and supporting what is happening. But you're not playing the game. You're not part of the competition. You're still just watching, but just a little bit closer. Participating is a little bit different. If I'm participating in something, something more is required of me, isn't it? I probably have to give up more time, more energy, more effort. I have to turn up. I have to do my part, play my bit. Participating requires a lot of effort, really. It's so much easier to watch someone run a marathon than it is to actually run a marathon yourself. In our reading this morning, we heard, didn't we, about Mary and Mary and how they saw the empty tomb and how they met the risen Jesus in the garden. Now, I'm aware that it was about 10, 15 minutes ago and other things have happened since we looked at that, but I wonder if anyone can tell me what Mary and Mary were told to do. Can anyone tell me? Can anyone remember? You can shout at me, that's okay. Go and tell his friends, go and tell his disciples. Well done. Yeah, they were told to go and to tell others. Mary and Mary were told to go and do something, yeah? They were invited by the angel, by Jesus, to participate in the action, to be part of what was going on. Mary and Mary could have been spectators, right? They could have kind of seen what had happened and gone, wow, that's amazing, and just carried on with the rest of their day. But that's not what they do. That's actually not what they're asked to do either, is it? They're invited to get involved. And that's exactly what they do. They go and they get involved. It's quite hard to represent participating. They decide that in light of all that has happened, that all that they have seen Jesus do up until his death, that all they have seen happen at his death, and all that's happened just now, seeing him alive, seeing him risen from the dead, that actually they don't want to just be spectators. They don't want to just see what has happened and leave it at that. But they want to be part of what is going on. They want to participate in what Jesus is doing. And it costs them a little bit, I think. I mean, it interrupts their day. They might have had nice plans for the rest of their Sunday that they have to change. They've got to go walk, most likely, to wherever it was that Jesus' friends were. And they've got to tell them something that, in reality, his mates aren't going to believe. They've got to try and convince them that the impossible has happened. And yet Mary and Mary go. They go and tell the disciples. They go and tell Jesus' friends the good news that Jesus is risen, that he is alive, and that he wants to meet them. He wants to see them again. Mary and Mary accept Jesus' invitation and decide to participate in what Jesus is doing. And this is something that I think Jesus calls us all to do, regardless of our age and our stage in life. At the end of Matthew, Jesus says this to his disciples and his friends. Go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have told you. And you can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of the world. I think that's Jesus giving us a little clue as to what participation with him looks like. What it looks like to be part of Jesus' team. We've got to go. We've got to make followers. We have to share Jesus with people. That's what that means. We have to baptize people and share with them all that Jesus has taught us about what it looks like to live a life that demonstrates love of God and love for all those around us as well. And this isn't the only place where we learn about what participation in Jesus looks like. One of my favourite verses from the entire Bible comes from chapter 5 of Paul's letter, second letter to the Corinthians. In the chapter, Paul is basically trying to get the church in Corinth to understand his job. And as someone who has a job that no one really understands, I do feel his pain. And he's trying to explain to them what he does for a living, basically. In verse 11, he explains to the church in Corinth that his job is to try and help people understand the truth. And that truth is that Christ died for all, so that all who live would not continue to live for themselves, and that Christ died for them and was raised from the dead so that they would live for him. In verse 20 of chapter 5, though, Paul tells the church in Corinth that actually his main job, him and his mate Timothy, their main job is that they have been sent to speak for Christ. He tells them that they are Christ's ambassadors. That's a big word, but just means representatives, part of Christ's team. And that it's like God is kind of reaching out to the people around them through them. That's what he says. See, for Paul, participating in what Jesus is doing, it looks like being an ambassador, a representative. It looks like advocating. I know that some of you in this room know what that word means, speaking up for Jesus. It looks like living for Jesus, representing Jesus in the places that they go. And I think that's what it looks like for us too. That's what we've been invited to participate in as well. We're not merely asked to spectate, to watch on, to cheer and to boo from the sidelines, to provide a nice atmosphere for Jesus to do his bit. We're asked to participate, to get involved, to put on our kit, if you like, and get on the pitch ourselves. We're invited, just like Mary and just like Paul, to go and tell others the good news of Jesus, to remind them of what has happened in the few days that we've been celebrating over the last few days, and to point them towards the truth that Jesus died so that those who live would not continue to live for themselves, that Jesus died for them and was raised from death so that they would live for him. Over the next few weeks even, we are all, every single one of us, if you're here at Belmont, going to be thinking about what it means to be resurrection people, yeah? And I think the first thing that we need to remember is that a resurrection person, someone who lives in light of everything that we're celebrating today, is a participant and not a spectator. Jesus says to his people, look, I don't want you just to watch. I don't even want you in the crowd cheering people on. I want you to be part of my team, to encourage one another as we play together. I want you to represent me. I want you to turn up and I want you to do your bit. We're going to go into a time of sung worship again. We're going to sing our final songs. But before we do that, I'd love you just to have a little think about where you're at in all of this. Are you someone who is a spectator? Are you sat behind the telly watching what is happening from afar? Are you in the crowd? Are you watching the action and looking on the action from close up? You're a bit connected, but you're not quite ready to participate yet. Or are you like Paul? Are you like Mary? A participant, part of the team, representing Jesus at school, at work, at home and away, giving your all and getting involved in all that Jesus is doing. Perhaps we could take just a couple of minutes now, or maybe not a couple of minutes, a minute or so now, to have a little think about where we are right now and where we'd like to be. And then I'll pray for us and then I'll hand over to the band. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have risen, that you have conquered death so that we may have life. We thank you that you invite us not just to be spectators, but to be participants, to be part of your team. And if we are sat here this morning, not really sure whether that is something we want to do, Lord, I pray that you will give us the courage to explore that a little bit more, to think about and learn about and chat about what it looks like to be on your team. If we are people sat here today who are on the team but maybe more comfortable on the subs bench, Lord, I just pray that you'll give us the confidence to wear our kit with pride, to run out, to stand firm and to do our bit for you. And if we are people who are on the pitch, who are struggling maybe, or playing smoothly, Lord, I pray that you will give us the strength and the stamina to continue, that we will be able to be good ambassadors for you, representatives where you are, that we will be able to speak up for you, for what you want, for what you desire, and that people will come to meet you through us. We thank you that we can come together today and celebrate the amazing truth that you are not dead, that you are alive. And as we sing together now in celebration of that, I pray that you will fill us with the joy that Mary and Mary had when they saw you on that first Easter Sunday. Amen.
If you'd like to stand again, we're going to do another action song. Sarah and Gemma are going to lead that for us.